Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Zach's Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Jim Mellon, who many people will know is a rather large investor, one of the UK's largest investors, and just the opportunity to speak to him and with his precious time regarding the state of the markets halfway through 2025. How are you today, Jim?
I'm great, and I'm always happy to talk to you, Zach.
Yes, well, it's been a while, but things have changed rather remarkably since we last spoke and met. The obvious thing this year was the tariff dip in the stock market and the general mayhem that accompanied it. I take it that you were just buying the dips at the beginning of April.
Well, we've actually had quite a good year this year because we focused on Europe and the UK and Asia. Kind of generally ignored the United States, except for a few stocks. But I do think that the fiscal situation in the United States is the most important thing that we have to, and it's been highlighted by the spat between Elon and Donald. But there is a serious issue there. And the serious issue is that the US taxes its economy at 30% and spends 38%, and that gap is widening. And that opens the possibility of very big ructions in the bond market and big falls in the US dollar, which I fully expect to happen over the next year or so. So my message is, I've been, as you know, a huge proponent of gold. I think gold is probably losing a bit of momentum and you should shift to silver, but leave that to one side. But my message is generally avoid the United States. I mean, generally, not wholly, and buy UK smaller cap companies, medium-sized cap companies, and Asia and emerging markets, which are probably going to be the beneficiaries of the problems in the United States.
Well, it's, mentioning the UK is perhaps a punchy call at the moment, given our, depending on how you look at it, a socialist, Marxist, generally not helpful government that we have, that we've acquired since July. Do you think that their policies are going to be good for small caps in the UK?
No. This is despite the fact that we have a government that, I mean, generally is sort of fairly blind. But we also do have the advantage of very cheap companies relative to companies around the world, companies that are pretty good, a lot of which sell most of their product or a lot of their product overseas, and companies which have weathered the Brexit storm pretty well. And I would say, I mean, I've been very long UK financial stocks. So Lloyds Bank, Phoenix, Aviva Direct Line, which is being acquired by Phoenix. I've had big positions in those companies and I still do. And I think that there is still further to run in the UK, and it'll go up for two reasons. One is because there'll be a shift in emphasis in international portfolios and British portfolios away from the US and therefore potentially into the United Kingdom. And secondly, because a lot of UK companies are very attractive to private equity buyers, some of whom still have large boxes of money that they need to deploy. And so we're seeing a bit of that. We only need a few winners to make our year, right, Zach? So I think that, focusing on the UK is not a bad strategy at the moment. And obviously the pound has done extremely well against the US dollar this year and probably will carry on doing so. So notwithstanding government problems, and by the way, we will have a new government at the next election, I'm pretty sure of that. This is going to be fairly good, fertile time for us to be investing in the UK.
I bet you're not suggesting, you're not implying it's going to be a Conservative government, but I won't hold you on that.
I think we'll end up with some sort of Conservative reform merger or duopoly. I mean, I don't know how it's going to play out, nor do you. I mean, no one knows, but it's not going to be the Labour Party, that's for sure.
I think the Conservative Party is protesting too much in terms of not having a pact. So that may be, let's see.
Yeah, but it's a bit early. I mean, yeah. You know, but we do have, at least the Labour government is, its policies like anti-non-dom, and by the way, I've never been a non-dom, I'm not a non-dom, are silly. But there are policies inherited for conservatives in those cases. And then I think we need a whole root and branch transformation of our stock market. We need to abolish stamp duty. We need to lower capital gains tax. We need to lower corporate tax. All of that will happen. But, the question is when, but it will happen. I think the UK, actually, out of all European economies, is the best place to really prosper in the modern world.
Well, that's good news for those leaving here, but I suppose any tax cut becomes an unfunded tax cut, and you end up in Liz Truss territory or even Donald Trump territory.
Oh, true, true, true. And but then just but Donald Trump can't cut. This is the problem. Doge has done absolutely nothing to cut anything because discretionary expenditure in America is tiny. And but in the UK, we do have this unbelievably large welfare state, an unbelievably large healthcare system, both of which are enormously inefficient and are bloated and need to be cut back. And so there is scope to cut expenditures as well as to cut taxes. And I think that's what needs to be done. I think you would agree with that.
I think that we're both agreeing on that point. The only problem is who's going to do it and who is going to be who doesn't mind being in the firing line with machine gun fire rather than just general criticism. So that's the point.
Zach,
Obviously, it wasn't
stack up you stand into politics you go,
it.
please.
I'm at well. It'd be easier than the small. It's easier than the small cap area of the stock market. I can tell you that anything's easier than that. The Battle of the Somme is easier than that. So. I think just finally, in terms of the things that you're looking at and you love at the moment, is there anything either you're involved in or you see as something that people can sort of note down and say, in 6 months' time, Jim was right or Jim was wrong?
Well, as I said, I think you can. I've been really bullish on gold for the last 3 years. I would say that now, when everyone is involved in it and they're all talking about, Asian central banks buying up all the gold in the world, I think possibly it's time to be letting a bit of it go, although some of the miners are going to continue to do well. I think in terms of financial stocks, I've been buying something called Conduit Re recently, which is an insurance reinsurer based in London. It's a Lloyd's member. It's a, if I said about $1 billion market cap company. I think that looks really interesting. And I've done very well in Phoenix, by the way, which was my number one recommendation a year ago, and in Lloyd's Bank and in Aviva. And I think Conduit could take the baton from here for a while at least. But, you just have to continue to be nimble. I, among US stocks, the only one of the companies that I would be interested in looking at would be Alphabet among the major companies because it's very beaten up, relatively speaking. And everyone thinks that the ChatGPT and Gemini, which is Alphabet's own product, will displace search. And I think over time that's probably true, but they'll find a way of monetizing that, no doubt. But I think Alphabet is going to be the leader in autonomous cars, and autonomous cars are going to be a big thing. And so look at Waymo, which is the Alphabet subsidiary, because the number of car rides that are without drivers in the United States is going up at an exponential rate, and it's worth people looking at that.
Well, we'll look forward to more site. Well, I suppose all we need now is the hoverboard, and we've got everything we ever dreamed of. But
I thought the hoverboard came out a few years ago.
a proper one.
All right,
But
okay.
anyway, we'll look forward to that. And thank you, Jim. It's good to catch up, and
Thanks,
we
Zach. I
will
hope to
hope
see
you
you
speak
soon.
soon. Cheers.
Okay, thanks a lot, Zach. Bye.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.